Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Melanie Johnson, and I have been part of the Bridgeway community for 4 years. Today is Tuesday, December 9th, and on Tuesdays during Advent, we will reflect on the symbols of the season and let them guide our prayers. Today, we will consider the four Advent candles that surround the center candle. Traditionally, one candle is lit on each Sunday during the Advent season. The flickering light is meant to remind us of the words from John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The candles corresponding to weeks 1, 2, and 4 are purple, which is the traditional color of penitence. They are meant to remind us that the Advent season is a time to look within our own hearts and reflect upon our need for God's grace and the hope He brings to our lives. The third candle, known as the Shepherd's Candle, is pink and is meant to symbolize the good news of great joy that was announced to the shepherds in Luke 2. It is also a reminder of the power of joy in a world that can often feel dark and uncertain, and the joy of Christ's arrival at Christmas. All of these four candles also serve as a reminder of the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for the light that shines into the darkness of our world. We thank you that darkness cannot overcome your light and that your light will shine when all else fades. We pause today in a spirit of repentance and reflection to consider the state of our own hearts. We acknowledge that we need more of your light, and we declare to you today that before we are concerned about the darkness we see in the world, we will be concerned with the darkness of our own hearts. We say with the psalmist from Psalm 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would fill our hearts with your light. Shine into the dark places of our hearts so that we can experience your healing. Help us to see and understand your love in such a way that it transforms us and leads us to set our minds on the things of heaven and not the things of earth. We thank you that when we confess our sin, your word says you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. So today we acknowledge our need for your forgiveness and grace, and we thank you that in your mercy you freely grant us those things. We pray also for your light to shine into every aspect of our world. For this next section of prayer, I will name specific topics and then leave several seconds of silence to allow you to pray as you feel led. We pray for our families that you would fill us with the joy of the Lord. We pray for our leaders in church, business, and government that they would be honest and full of integrity and that they would seek to honor you by leading well. We pray for our neighbors, that you would empower us to shine your light to our neighbors and those we interact with on a daily basis. We pray for our schools and workplaces that you would use us to shine your light and love in those spaces. We pray for Christians all over the world who are seeking to serve you amidst persecution, that you would protect them and empower them to boldly shine your light. We thank you, Jesus, that in the same way that a small candle can shine brightly in a dark room, your light living in us can shine brightly out into the world. We pray that you would equip us this week to be bright, shining lights for you wherever you take us. Give us supernatural patience in the midst of holiday stress. Give us supernatural hope in the midst of to-do lists and personal challenges. Give us supernatural love that comes from your great love for us. As we close, we remember the words of the psalmist from Psalm 112:4. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the light of the world. We pray these things in your name. Amen.